This is Akashwani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in four states and one union territory. Prominent political party leaders are leading election rallies in different parts of poll-bound states. Addressing a public meeting in Tiruvalla yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Kerala and West Asia, is a top priority of his government.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu, wahan ki sarkaron se hum lagatar baat kar rahe hain. Main aap sabhi parijanon ko aashwast karta hu, aapke parivarjan भले ही आपसे दूर हो लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Mr. Modi said the government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. He added that Kerala is ready for a historic transformation and that people's immense faith in the NDA is visible across the state. Senior Congress leader and leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, yesterday said in Alappuzha that the UDF is ready to bring real change in Kerala. He criticized both the LDF and the NDA and said the ruling LDF will lose its relevance after the assembly polls. He also addressed UDF election meetings in Idukki and Ernakulam districts. CPIM General Secretary M.A. Baby and Politburo member Subhashini Ali campaigned for the LDF in various constituencies. Mr. Baby said the LDF has taken Kerala forward in multiple areas and the CPIM does not practice appeasement politics but stands firmly for the rights of minorities. Prominent leaders including union ministers, chief ministers and other star campaigners are actively campaigning across the state as public campaigning in Kerala will conclude on Tuesday. Congress National President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, termed the National Democratic Alliance in Puducherry an opportunistic alliance and accused it of corruption and loot. Addressing a public meeting, he alleged that instead of ensuring basic amenities like clean drinking water, the NR Congress BJP government was promoting liquor sales by opening more shops, resto bars and liquor factories in the Union Territory. Raising concerns over unemployment and social issues, Mr. Kharge said that youth were struggling to find jobs despite years of education. Puducherry Congress President V. Vithilingam, former Chief Minister V. Narayanaswamy and party candidates were present on the occasion. The conflict in West Asia has entered another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit and damaging an auxiliary building. The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing Iranian authorities, confirmed the incident and said there was no increase in radiation levels following the strike. Meanwhile, Iran's Revolutionary Guards has announced that they had targeted an Israel-linked vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze. Iran also said vessels carrying essential goods would be allowed to transit the strait to Iranian ports, even as military activity continued in the waterway. On the other hand, US President Donald Trump has given a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump reminded Iran that it had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait on 26th of March. He warned Iran that it has a mere 48 hours before facing severe consequences. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in a last over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a huge target of 211 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, the host Gujarat Titans fell 6 runs short and faced second consecutive defeat in the league. Earlier, in another match of the day, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.